Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, before we really get to it, let's do this.
And a pitch. Ground ball rolled third base side. Udemark's got it. Throws to first. In time for the out. The Ole Miss Rebels are headed to Omaha. What a play by Udemark. He had to charge it and fire to first, and the Rebels will head back to the promised land.
Yes, they will. The call by David Kellum on the Learfield Ole Miss Network. Chuck Yancey, how about it?
I was nervous on just the ending there. I don't know. I was so nervous. But it looked like we were sitting right behind the – from home to third base there and got a good view. I thought he fouled it off his foot or something because it looked like Udermark got a late break, like he wasn't just charging it hard. The batter didn't get out of the box fast. So I'm just glad that it wasn't.
Well, he threw a P over there.
He did.
That was the thing.
Yeah. I mean, he almost fell down. Looked like.
Yeah, I think he slipped. I think he slipped a little bit when he was trying to make the break to the ball.
And we were talking before the show that Federico took a false step on that snow cone he caught out in center field.
Yeah.
But, man, he recovered, made a tremendous catch, and it was the game-winning catch, probably.
Yeah, it was. And Bassetta made a heck of a catch over there in right field, I believe, the inning before. And Randall, you know, out there in left field for the first time, that fence, I mean, it is – the dimension is so weird in that field. He had to go in that little gap where it got long there and made a great catch.
And funny how all year we've kind of complained a little bit about the defense, but it's been stellar in the regional and the super.
It's been good enough.
Yeah.
Big difference in, and I want to credit Brett Norsworthy, who sent me a little message earlier. The 5-0 to get in 2022, Ole Miss, it was 49-11 runs scored. 29-20 for Ole Miss this year. They've won five games by a total of 9 runs.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, the competition was better.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, the only team to face five ranked teams to get there.
Got to remember, they destroyed Southern Miss in the Super Bowl.
Right,
they
exactly.
beat them pretty bad in Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
What, 15-0 and 9-0?
Nobody had a harder route to get to the World Series than Ole Miss. I mean, they had all five games were against ranked teams.
Yep.
But they're there.
And all five of them were on the road in a hostile environment.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. I mean, let me tell you something. You think those Auburn fans thought for 1 minute that their number four national seed Auburn Tigers were going to lose to Ole Miss? Not in a million years they thought that.
That was a really good Auburn team. And now talking about defense, that second baseman for Auburn, my gosh. I mean,
Third baseman, too. Both those cats could play.
Man, and that pitching staff, that was a really good team. And we've seen that at Ole Miss, some great teams not make it, and it hurts.
Yeah. Hey, what about this World Series lineup in the other bracket? Good grief.
Well, just think if Georgia Tech would have won their bracket like they should have, and how much, I mean, then you have Georgia Tech, Texas, and Alabama. That would have been one.
Instead, you get Ole Miss on one side and four SEC teams on
exactly.
the other.
Yeah.
That's where I think Chuck was going, right?
Yeah. You know, when you beat five ranked teams to get there on the road, you kind of deserve that break.
Let's talk a little bit about whether you're looking to buy land in the country or build a home, 200 acres to hunt deer, whatever you want, it's First South Farm Credit. 601-898-8540, or you find them online at firstsouthland.com. Jacob Rudner of Baseball America will join us. Brad Henderson, we need your text messages at 662-426-1093. Now we get five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham running nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
The cool thing about the postseason run by the Ole Miss baseball team is that literally every player in the rotation in the field and on the mound had a key moment to propel the Rebels to Omaha. Baseball is the hardest sport in the world, and to see this group come together as a team is truly special to watch. Thought number two, I thought the move to replace Braden Randall in left field to allow Colin Reuter to become the daily DH was simply brilliant. It gives Ole Miss their best offensive lineup, and don't be fooled, Randall can play left field. They've been practicing in left field for the last few weeks, and he is more than ready to fill that role. Thought number three, you can tell that this team has a belief in themselves that is truly special. Did anyone really have any doubt that Ole Miss would come back down 2-0 in the sixth? I know I didn't, and I can guarantee you nobody in the dugout believed they wouldn't come back either. They have a great championship mindset right now. The Rebels are going to be a really hard out in Omaha, if anyone can put them out at all. Thought number four, this postseason is all about the team. But let's be honest, there's been a lot of unwarranted criticism, in my opinion, of Coach Mike Bianco. I hope all of our fans realize that they have something special in Coach Bianco. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, sometimes you have to draw a little luck. After being the only tournament team to have to win all five games against top 25 opponents to reach Omaha, they look to be in the perfect bracket in the World Series with Troy, West Virginia, and their first-round opponent, North Carolina. It takes makes life so much easier to start 2-0. If they can get past the Tar Heels in round one, they have a great shot of doing just that.
Jacob Rudner, Baseball America, joins us on the other side. Stick with us. She put my shoes on.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
This is World Series champion David DeLucci. When I wasn't playing baseball, you could always find me on a deer stand, and owning my own land always gave me peace of mind. If that's your goal, remember the name First South Farm Credit. At First South, they understand the importance of land ownership and passing down a legacy to the next generation. Whether you're looking for hunting land, farmland, or just a place to get away, make First South your first call. Stop by or find them online at firstsouthland.com.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta? Swappa Land has a new team in Cleveland, Mississippi. Swappa stands for soil, water, air, plants, and animals, the resources that make land special. Whether it's farmland, hunting, recreational and commercial properties, and dream homes, they connect buyers with sellers. Their partner, Steward Link, helps secure conservation funding for better wildlife habitat and water quality. Go to swappaland.com or call the office at 662-588-2034 or Charlie Heights at 662-719-7218. Swappa Land, your Delta Land connection.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Faris Group, 20 years experience, proven track record to help retirees invest and not outlive the savings during retirement. If you need some help, it's 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. This guy believed in Ole Miss from the preseason on. He's been a great guest throughout the year. Jacob Rudner, Baseball America, welcome back.
How's it going?
Yeah, dude, you said it was a mature team from the start, and that maturity has certainly shown up in the postseason.
Sure has. I mean, we'll recap a year's worth, a season's worth of conversations that we've had, and that really is, this is a great, mature team, and when it is playing its best baseball, it's very hard to beat, and that's the case with all of these teams that are a lot older when they have this kind of power at the plate. They have high variance ability. They can play in games that have a little bit more of a deficit because they can hit the home run and change things in a couple swings. And then that pitching staff has been fantastic. They have a lot of pro caliber stuff. It's older guys who are game experienced, and they have shown that off throughout the season this year. It all came together at the right time, but this is a very true to projection performance for Ole Miss.
Talk a little bit more about that pitching staff. We're aware of it, but I think sometimes we take it for granted a little bit.
Yeah, it really has been one of the most pro-looking units in the country for the entire season. Cade Townsend has for the entire year kind of been in this first, second round conversation. He has big stuff. The projection for him going into the season was that he was going to be a major contributor. Taylor Rabe is the guy who has pushed his way into the exact same space from a draft standpoint. He has an outstanding cutter. He is around the zone with plus control. He has shown the ability to pitch through big scenarios. He really bears down when he's in trouble. And there are some evaluators who believe that he has positioned himself as the best pitcher from a draft standpoint on that entire roster. And then Hunter Elliott, we talked about this well before the season, is somebody who I think is just that anchor with experience. He's been there. He's seen it. He's done it. He knows how to be around the zone when the situation gets a little bit tougher. He can dig your team out in a bad spot. And then you dig into the bullpen, and there's more of this kind of throw stuff mixed with strike throwing, mixed with maturity. And it really is just an advanced unit that's been one of the best for the entire season.
I need some education here. I'm not a baseball guru. What puts Townsend ahead of Rabe? Rabe's a bigger kid physically. He throws it just as hard. He's only walked 11 people and struck out 98. His stats are better. His ERA's better. Why is Townsend considered a better pro prospect? Educate me.
You're kind of talking to the wrong guy to beat the drum for Townsend over Rabe. I think Taylor Rabe is kind of the guy. Like if I were a pro team, I would be very eager to draft Taylor Rabe if it was in the right spot towards the back, maybe even a little bit closer towards the middle of the first round, certainly in the second round if he was still there. It's a big-time fastball, up to 99 miles per hour this season. He has a miss rate of 30.6% on the pitch, which is well above average. There's a nasty cutter in there, 40% overall miss rate, high 80s. He'll ratchet it up into the mid-90s sometimes, and it's got really good shape. I think he moves well. And this is not a knock, though, on Cade Townsend. I think that he's extremely talented in his own right. But everything that you said, the body, the strike throwing, the stuff, the competitiveness, for me, is very standout with Taylor Rabe. I think he's an outstanding prospect.
Speaking of prospects, and one that kind of scratches my head is Austin Folley, the catcher for Ole Miss. He's projected 498 pick. I see in the latest top 500, which puts him in that 17th, 18th round. He's such a great defensive catcher, and he has great power. Pro catchers don't really hit for a lot of average. Why is his stock not higher?
Yeah, there's a ton of swing and miss in the profile. I think that would be the thing that would be the limiting factor for him. It's a 65% basically overall contact rate, which is well below average, and a lot of that swing and miss is happening in the zone. He's reasonably disciplined, so he's not swinging outside of the strike zone for somebody who's fairly aggressive. As you said, he is really strong. He hits the ball super hard. But the question is, if I had to guess for a team right now, would be that he will make enough contact against pro pitching to be able to get to the power in a game, even if he's a solid defensive catcher. And I think that he'll be valued that way in the draft. Like he'll get an opportunity because he does do well behind the plate, because there's some standout power, raw power in the profile. But I do think it's an appropriate spot for him.
North Carolina, Ole Miss's first opponent, and you know, I said off there that Ole Miss is likely to play them two or possibly three times before the championship round. What does North Carolina sell in? Just explain the Tar Heels a little bit.
Yeah, it's a very well-rounded team, and they can kind of get to you a number of different ways. Their offense is very strong when it comes to putting the ball in play. They also have the power to put the ball over the wall. A couple of aggressive swingers. The guy that I would be, you know, really concerned about if I were an Ole Miss pitcher this week would be Owen Hall, the center fielder. He was fantastic in the Super Regional round. He had four doubles, including the game winner against USC in Game 3. But just a twitchy, standout athlete. He's active on the bases. He's very effective in center field. He'll take balls away that are hit into the gap. He's got range to the alleys. And then pitching-wise, it's a classic North Carolina team. It's the same group that we've seen, you know, maybe not by name, but certainly by style over the last couple of years. They will be in the zone pretty consistently. They're going to throw a lot of pitches at you. And it's five guys on that roster, including closer Caden Glover, who is a freshman of the year candidate for us. All of those guys are very effective with high-level stuff. They do have a couple of prospects on the pitching side. Ryan mentioned Jason DeCaro, and they're going to be competitive. So an interesting matchup. This will require Ole Miss to be, again, kind of at the apex of what it does, because they're going to be challenged in the zone, which is where they thrive and get to their power, obviously. But at the same time, Ole Miss is one of those teams that will swing and miss a whole bunch. And North Carolina knows how to kind of pick at that in a hurry.
You know, for a long time this season, the regular season, the Ole Miss defense was in question. But I think ever since they put Owen Pano at shortstop, the team defense has benefited. And I don't know. I'm not saying it's because he's there, but it just seems like they've gotten more chemistry defensively. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, I mean, look, to me, I'm sure the way that I'm going to put this will cause some coaches to disagree, but for me, defense is really a matter of, can we get the right bats on the field without it costing us defensively? Like, let's get defense to a point where it's not a problem. And I think that Ole Miss has done that. Like, this is a team that is going to win its games by putting the ball over the wall. It's a very aggressive lineup, and you need to have, at expense of nothing, you need to have the lineup out there that's going to be able to put the ball over the wall the most. And does that produce the best defensive lineup all the time? Not necessarily. And to Ole Miss' credit, and to your point, I think that they have very effectively gotten the defense to a point where it is okay. It's average. And I do think that they have gotten better as the season's gone on.
Last question here. On the other side of the bracket, Georgia-Texas is that's going to be one heck of a matchup, possibly playing two or three times themselves. Do you see it coming down to those two on the other side of the bracket?
Yeah, I think so. I really have liked both of those teams for a long time. Georgia was also one of my preseason Omaha teams, like Ole Miss was. Just another group that is extremely talented offensively, maybe a little different than Ole Miss. This is a team that's going to also be very effective in the put-the-ball-in-play category and not swing and miss in big spots. It's not such a volatile group. You can pretty much count on the fact that they're going to score. And then the pitching for them is very reliable. It might not be the most overwhelming unit from a swing and miss stuff standpoint, but it is a really effective and consistent group. And I think with Texas, kind of the same. It's very consistent pitching-wise, and their core four or five at the top of their lineup have been outstanding for the entire season, and the guys behind them have come on lately. So two very well-rounded teams that are experienced and have kind of played the best and look the best against those teams.
You got Georgia-Texas against Ole Miss?
Georgia-Texas against Ole Miss? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Jacob.
Hey, thank you, Jacob. Great job as usual.
Take care, my man. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Guys.
Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. Hey, we need some text messages at 662-426-1093. We'll take a peek at those and do a little bit more of our business on tonight's Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline next.
Hey, Ryan. imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, boys and girls, it is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I was about to tell the story of the two guys in here because the Knicks and Spurs are about to play in the world's most famous arena. I had to walk up a ramp, take an elevator to the sixth level to get to the broadcast position. The seats, which were are directly behind me tonight, are going for $10,000 apiece.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are at the top of that place tonight.
Good grief.
Yeah. It's 50-something thousand bucks apiece to get down low.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think I'd watch it on TV.
I think tickets will be cheaper in Omaha, which is what we're talking about a little bit today.
You know,
they're still expensive now. Those hotel rooms, good gosh, $1,300 a night to stay within a couple miles of the stadium. It's expensive.
I was wanting to bring this up with Jacob while we had him on. People don't realize or they don't remember. The Ole Miss Georgia series was a hell of a series.
It was.
We had a chance, to win two out of three. Won what, 14 inning game?
Or 15.
15 innings?
Yeah.
That was, so, you know, I don't think we're intimidated by anybody.
No. And you won at Texas, first SEC game of the year. Yeah. It was extra innings. So,
and lost a close one there. So, I mean, yeah, it's, and obviously Ole Miss is playing the best baseball of the year.
I agree. Our text message is brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. I agree with our texter. We need to probably mention a little bit about Walker Hooks. And his text was, it took a little while for him to find his spot, but the SEC championship game against Vandy a season ago, do you think that was a sign of things to come?
Yeah.
I think absolutely
I think that's where it was. But I tell you, Walker got hit pretty hard over the weekend. I think he's just a little high. He's a little up where he's been pitching when he's really effective. Hope he gets that ball down a little bit in Omaha.
They might be a little tired because they've been pitching him hard, these last, you know, yeah, 6-7 series.
Is, yeah, that can make you, I mean, that can, know, make you pitch, okay, up.
A lot of 3-inning relief stints and back-to-back days.
But they've also extended Rabe and Townsend's pitched count,
yes,
too. Both of,
yes,
them have been rolling over 100.
Oh, yeah.
In each of their last couple.
Yeah.
And you know what Elliott's going to be somewhere along the way.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see how they set that lineup, the pitching lineup. I mean, Mike's not much for deviating from what got him there. Expected to be Hunter, Rabe, and Townsend. But, you know, Townsend hadn't pitched in a while.
It's interesting with them. Someone is asking about the pitching for North Carolina. What's interesting with them is their best number guy is going second at this point in the year, too.
Yeah.
Their number one guy, or the guy they usually pitch on a Friday, is Ryan Lynch. 5-4 with a 4.22. He has struggled a bit lately. And then they brought in DeCaro, who had the complete game. And they went to a guy that's pitched mostly out of the bullpen to start the survive game in advance, and that's Glauber, who's only had 3 starts. So
10-0 though on the year.
They have not lost. He's been in 25 games. Yeah. They haven't lost those games.
Yeah.
Whether he started them or he's come out of the bullpen.
I watched that game with DeCaro, and he had 14-0-2 counts. So, buddy, when you get ready to bat against him, you better get ready to swing because he's going to throw strikes.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see him. Don't be shocked if we play them 2 or 3 times. I'm telling you, we're going to see a lot of North Carolina.
Our text message is brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. Somebody wants to know about the possibility of moving Will Furniss to 4th in the lineup.
I don't see that.
And moving Bassetta back to 3rd or 2nd.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. Mm-mm. I don't like that idea.
It's just too much swing and miss with Furniss, excuse me.
When you're going to get a right-handed pitcher, it's going to be lefty dominant. I think it will be the exact same thing you did at Auburn.
If anybody needs to move, Bassetta may need to move down. I don't know.
I kind of like the lineup where it is right now. I really do.
Yeah,
I
nobody needs to move.
I like it just where it is right now. I think we got the most optimum lineup that we've had all season.
And even with Braden Randall down in 8th at mm-hmm. this point, and then you have Reuter in 9.
Right.
I mean, Randall has attacked that first pitch and driven in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big runs here because he's a contact guy with guys on base, and then Reuter's going to run into one every once in a while.
Yeah, Randall's the best 2-out guy and runner in scoring position on the team. And I
thought Furniss is it Randall? I thought Furniss was, but Randall's right up there, or they're both right up there.
Yeah, and you know you got Reuter who's got a lot of swing and miss in him too, and there's a lot of situations that have come up where there's a guy on second base and nobody on first. With 2 outs and Randall's coming up, and I keep thinking to myself, they got to be scouting this and walk Randall and get to Reuter, and they're not. And hopefully they continue to do that throughout the postseason.
We will go ahead.
Remember the announcer on Bassetta's home run Saturday said, that ball might end up in Atlanta.
Yeah. He definitely smoked that thing. Before we talk injuries, since it was a question on Furniss.
Oxford sun, red dirt, white chalk cloud. Crowd leans in when his name gets loud. Big lefty grin, bat losing his hand. Ball jumps quick, like it already planned. Whoa, yeah. Will Furniss swing it easy? Will Furniss send it flying high?
Furniss, I love it.
I have no idea who produced it or did so.
I love it.
But there we go.
Well, I love it.
It got a Jamaican slant to it, but he always does Disco Inferno.
He does.
When he comes up to bat. Should have done a disco story.
I think it's great.
I do too.
All right. We will get to the injuries later in the program. We'll bring Hindu in after the break.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more. are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of tonight's program brought to you by Gateway Tire. 1929 is when they came around. 54 locations, 6 different states. You can find Gateway Tire because they go the distance for you. He's back. His name is Brad Henderson. Hello, Hindu.
Hey, man.
Hey, brother. Listen, I'm not a prophet by any means, but I said prior to the Super, if we play good ball, we'll be going back to Nebraska. If we don't play good ball, we'll be coming back to Oxford, and we played good ball.
Well, you're a prophet, Chuck, and you always have been.
Yeah, right.
So he thinks.
We did, Chuck, and you know, we played really good baseball and, for the most part, really clean baseball the past 2 weekends. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can kind of see the results. And you've kind of seen now how good we are on the mound. I mean, this staff has just really toted the note because, I mean, we hadn't just lit anybody up, but we scored just enough, and that's all that matters in our game. But what this staff has been able to do in the regional and the Super certainly can't go unnoticed.
If you get ERA in the postseason, both in the regional and the Super regional, in the threes, which we have both weekends, that's winning pitching.
Yeah, you're gonna win a lot of games. And then you pair that with timely hitting,
yeah,
and you go 5-0 in the postseason, which is exactly what we've done against really good teams too. I mean, we didn't get any layups, you know, on this journey in the postseason so far. They were all really, really good teams, and we had to play well to win every one of those 5 games, and we've done it. And you kind of seen this team come together and kind of starting to see lineups pretty much. I heard y'all talking before this. Yeah, lineups going to stay the same. We ain't moving anymore. So,
yeah. I don't think we should.
And you know, I thought it was interesting the Randall move to left, and it paid off. Because you got to have his bat in the lineup. And to be honest, we hadn't gotten much production from anybody we ran out there. And so, you know, I thought it was a gutsy move by the staff, and it certainly paid off. And I think you'll see that same lineup in Omaha on Friday.
Well, they didn't have anything to lose, Brad, because that left field had become a black hole offensively.
I think the only thing you risk is, you know, you didn't want to lose a game on a fly ball to left when you got a guy out there that, you know, wasn't comfortable out there. And we've seen that happen a couple times, and that's going to happen, you know, at some point because it's a long season. But it paid off this weekend. Braden looked fine out there. He had a couple balls hit to him that he handled. One of them, especially in game one at Auburn, kind of that one end of that canyon where the big wall kind of cuts back to – mm-hmm. into a deeper spot, and he runs it down. So he's a good athlete, and that's the beauty of being able to recruit really good athletes, mostly shortstops, who can kind of, you know, able to adjust if they get put somewhere else. So, yeah, great weekend. Team played great. We had great fan support, and we're headed back.
You know, Udemark had a home run that they said launched at 43-degree angle. I mean, that's almost a pop-up, Brad, and it went, what, 380 feet?
Yeah, it was funny. So one of my old teammates, Alex Williamson, was sitting in the seats they had brought in kind of right under the garage, and I said, man, how are those seats? And he said, it's the worst sightline view I've ever had in my entire life until Jill hit the home run. And I could see the angle of it, and I could see it clear everybody on that green monster. And it was just majestic. I don't know any other word you can say about it, but you just see, and we've seen it for 2 years now, how strong he is. And he knew it immediately. I thought it was a pop-up, and he knew it immediately. And it was a no-doubter and would have been a no-doubter at Swayze and would be a no-doubter this Friday in Omaha. But, man, it was a good sight at the time. No doubt, and then the 2 big home runs there on Sunday were no doubters as well, and those ultimately what were sent us Send us to Omaha.
Let's don't forget about Judd's two-run double, though, that got our scoring going Saturday. That was clutch.
Yeah, no doubt. That obviously, we were down 2-0 when he hit it and really had nothing to show. But I told DK after the first couple of innings, I said, man, we had barreled some balls up. And Rembert, the second baseman, was just making plays left and right. The first baseman took a base hit away from Judd there in the first inning. A ball, I think, was 113 off the bat. So I felt good about where we were offensively. We just didn't have anything to show for it. But for him to get that two-out or that two RBI double, you could just kind of tell the Auburn faithful, the wind kind of went out of their sails. And then it was game on at that point. And DK and I had both agreed that once we ever got it tied up, we felt like we had it. We had them right where we wanted them because they were kind of grasping on anything. And when he hit that double, it was Katie barred the door, and it was just a matter of time before we were going to win it.
And you kind of look back at the season, I think the three biggest hits were all by Judd. You take the Florida game, the Tennessee game, and then that Auburn game with that double there to tie it up. I mean, when the biggest moments of the season arose, Judd came through.
Yeah, he did. I mean, there's a big list on that one, you know.
Sure there are. I mean, Furness ahead there. And there's plenty of them, no doubt. But those three.
I go back to Becetta's Grand Slam and extra, you know. Texas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. But Judd has been in the majority of those at some point. And, you know, to me, that's what makes baseball a great story. I mean, how many times in the last 2.5 years have we talked about how much – he swings and misses, you know, and how it's hard to watch. And it's true, and I've done it too, and it is hard to watch.
Don't throw the slider down low on him.
Well, I thought the poetic justice was, you know, he walks and then Furness homers, and that's ultimately what sends us to Omaha. But you've seen the maturation from Judd, and if you know him on a personal level, he is a better kid than he is baseball player, and that's awfully hard to do. And he's going to go down as one of the greatest to ever wear that uniform. And it's just unbelievable to kind of see the journey. And he stuck with it for 2 seasons where we just sucked. And man, he got grinded out. And, you know, you reward good people and good players with results like that. And, again, he'll go down as one of my all-time favorites.
You know, here's the thing, though, Brad. To me, all of a sudden in the postseason, he's laying off that slider out of the zone. Mm-hmm. He's not swinging that wild swing. It looks like he's picking up the slider that's out of the zone better lately here than he was earlier in the year. Am I wrong there?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. The one thing I've noticed is you may get him the first time. Right, I mean, he may take a fastball because he's guessing slider, or he may sing it an off speed off the plate. But that's it. That was your one shot to get him, and you got him. And then he's made the adjustment, and he's made people pay. And that's just a testament to Clem, to Coach B, and to Judd to be able to make that a quick in game adjustment. And then he's just a terror, and you know nobody wants to pitch to him. And they still, every now and then, they'll try and get cute with him and try and trick him or try and sneak something on him, and he's made them pay. And, again, he's kind of the heartbeat of this team, you know, and I couldn't be happier that he's going to get a chance to do it in Omaha.
Let me tell you who I think's the unsung hero on this team is Braden Randall, because – when Pano took his place at shortstop and he was on the bench and wasn't even playing, he could have pouted. He could have gotten a bad attitude, but he didn't. He kept his head in it, and now he's producing, and now he's back in the lineup, and thank goodness for him.
Yeah, and how many games has he won since we've done that? I mean, it's and how many big hits, and it's not only the big hits. I mean, he's still getting on base. I mean, I think going into
starting to walk now.
Saturday's game, he was – hitting .450 in the postseason, and he's just getting knock after knock. But it's funny, man. He's just wired different, and I don't want to say he has little man syndrome,
But it's okay. We have it, Hindu. It's okay. We have little man syndrome. Go ahead.
Well, he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's probably for a long time been told he's not big enough, he's not strong enough, he's not, you know, this, that, and the other, and he's wearing it now, and he's proving people wrong, and you know, good for him. And you're right, Chuck. He could have mailed it in and been that cancer on the team that nobody wanted to be around. And he's producing, man, at a super high level. And we're all clicking. All those guys are clicking, and it's a good thing to see. And obviously we saw this in 22. You know, you had to have some guys at the bottom of the lineup start to pick it up. And man, this team loves each other, plays for each other. And you could see it's pure joy when one of them has a big moment. The rest of that dugout is having a big moment with them. And, man, that can take you a long way.
Hindu, I know you don't get a lot of time watching other baseball games, being in the booth all weekend. Have you seen any in North Carolina? We were kind of talking off air. They kind of remind me and everybody in here of Auburn. You know, not just a knockdown slug offense, but great pitching. They just do everything well. Have you seen much of North Carolina?
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison. They're well-rounded, right? I mean, they get their two guy throws a complete game. In a must win against USC here in the Supers, and then they walk it off yesterday. But no disrespect to North Carolina, but they don't scare you, but they just play the game the right way and grind it out, got good arms, got good offensive guys. But yeah, are they going to bang it out like Georgia did? No, I don't think we're going to see that. But can they do damage? Yes. Are they trying to win close ball games kind of like we do? Yeah, with pitch and defense and timely hitting. They do that. And they're gonna be a tough match at 6 o'clock on Friday, no doubt, no matter who they end up throwing. But I like the matchup, and I simply only say that because I think we're in a good place right now. I think we're confident.
I do too.
I think we're good on the mound. And if we're not good on the mound, we're good in the bullpen that can kind of put out fires and hold you until the offense can get going. So I think it's going to be a dogfight. But everybody's going to say that at this point because there's only eight teams left, and everybody's playing at a high level at this point.
All right, Hindu, my man, we thank you as always.
Thank you as always.
All right, man.
You
yep,
too.
Let's talk again.
Talk again Monday.
Sounds like a great deal. Brad Henderson with us on Ole Miss Radio Network. Hey, let me tell you about Swappa Land. If you're looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta, Swappa Land now has a team in Cleveland. They specialize in farmland, hunting, recreational, commercial properties, or just your dream home. And through the Partner Steward link, they also can help with conservation funding. Visit Swappa Land. That's SWAPALand.com or call Charlie Hines. It is 662-719-7218. The Rebel Injury Report. What do we have?
Nothing. You know, Grayson Gibson's the only one. I continue to hear that he's pitching really good out of the bullpen right now. And I heard they were even thinking about possibly pitching there in the Auburn if needed there. So just another left-handed arm in the bullpen. If you do lose that game one and you get into a five-game series before you get to the championship round, which could be another three, that's 8 games in 8 days. So you could get into that situation. So that's the only one that I know of right now.
Anything from a football side of things?
I hadn't heard anything. I'm sure there's some people laying out after off-season surgeries, but we're not aware of it at this point.
Yeah, we're going more football starting in July after this Omaha trip here, and it's going to be that way through January. So we'll be getting plenty of football news coming up.
So let me tell you the most unbelievable stat I heard all weekend of watching a lot of baseball. This is Texas's 39th trip to the World Series.
Yeah.
39th.
Unbelievable. Did you watch that ESPN 30 for 30 on Texas against Alabama in the 83 World Series?
Yeah, I did.
That was really good. Roger Clemens was the ace for them, and Bama had Dave Magadan as their hitter. And, you know, I mean, even then, I mean, the crowds were huge, and, I mean, it was great.
Texas.
I think they went to the semis something like ridiculous, like 20 out of 22 years under their old coach, the famous –
Garrido?
They gave the famous – you know, speech in the locker room or So I bet they were an absolute powerhouse for a long time. Southern Cal too.
But I'll say this though, I'm proud of that. In the last 12 seasons, we've been three times. That's pretty darn good.
You're daggum right.
Pretty darn good.
You're daggum right.
I'll go quickly into the break with the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, South leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires. As they say, you know she's worth it. Pretty simple. It's Omaha for SEC and Ole Miss news. Troy in West Virginia at 1 o'clock on Friday. Ole Miss, North Carolina at 6. Then Saturday, it's all SEC. Oklahoma and Alabama at 2 with Texas and Georgia at 7.
Wow, Texas, Georgia.
Woo. And that is going to be some kind of – I'm going to call it right now. I think it's Texas and Ole Miss in the finals. I think Texas beat Georgia with pitching.
We'll get you into the recruiting and the good, bad, and ugly to finish it next.
Fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, I think it's been another good show with Jacob Rudner and Brad Henderson and all the info we can pass to you on a Monday night. A lot to get to here. Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. It's brought to you by the Grove Collective, who obviously seems to be doing okay putting our students in the NIL marketplace. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and again, and starting in July, we're going to really start hammering on the football, but they're on a roll. They got another commitment this weekend. They flipped a commitment from Oklahoma. Javon Hall took his official visits, actually from Tuscaloosa. Other official visitors that came in, it was an all-star group. Louisville defensive line Mitchell Turner, 6'2", 285. He's rated the number 3 defensive tackle in the country, number 40 overall player. Looks to be an Ole Miss Alabama battle. Chicago native Tavares Harrington committed to Michigan last weekend on his official visit, but Ole Miss was thought to be the leader before that official visit, and he ended up coming on the official visit. He's the number 8 safety in the country. Ole Miss is trending heavily for 4-star offensive lineman Antonio Kiefer out of Memphis. He took his official visit this weekend. He's rated the number 15 offensive lineman in the country. He announced he'll have a public ceremony for his commitment in short order. Expected to be Ole Miss. 4-star, 6'2", 190-pound wide receiver Alvin Mosley out of Texas came in for an official visit this past weekend. It was thought to be Texas for a while. Now it looks to be Ole Miss. I think that momentum is strongly tilted towards Ole Miss right now. He's rated the number six wide receiver in the country. Ole Miss brought in four-star edge rusher Antoine Jackson out of Collierville, Tennessee, 6'7", 245 pounds. He also took official visits to Alabama, Tennessee, and Missouri. The Rebels look to be gaining some momentum with him. Ole Miss brought in for official visit Ben Jarvis Shoemaker, the number 54 overall player in the country out of Akron, Mississippi. He's committed to Ole Miss. They brought in for an official visit as well four-star safety Paul Mola. He's a UCLA commit out of California. He's rated the number 12 safety in the country. Four-star safety Daryl Madison, an Ole Miss commit out of Chicago, rated the number 23 safety in the country, was in for an official visit this weekend. And that's all the time that we have to go over for the official visits. There was about six more as well. This weekend coming up, the number one running back in the country, David Gabriel George, will be in town for his official visit. He attends attends Baylor High School, where Ole Miss commit Keegan Croucher and current Rebels Shaquille Mills-Knight and Bryson Sanders attended. Four-star offensive tackle Antonio Berry out of Tupelo will be in town this weekend. He's rated the number 32 overall player in the country and the number 5 rated offensive tackle. This looks to be another Ole Miss-Alabama battle with the Rebels leading for Antonio. Four-star defensive tackle Donovan Moore out of Alabama will be in town this weekend for his official visit. He's 6'4", 280, rated the number 13 defensive tackle in the country. Four-star defensive end Keyshawn Taylor out of Illinois will be in for an official visit this weekend. He's rated the number 11 rushing in the country. Indiana and Ole Miss are thought to be the main competition. I mean, Pete is just recruiting his tail off.
Wow. That's incredible.
To the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's brought to you by Cannon Motors of Mississippi. Car shopping made easy. A big selection of new and used vehicles. Cannon, committed to providing amazing customer service. Their service center there to help you enjoy many years of driving the vehicle you purchased from Cannon. It's CannonMotorCompany.com.
Well, obviously the good is football recruiting is going very well, but we're going to leave the realm of good for some great this week. The Rebels went to Auburn, the national number 4 seed in the NCAA baseball tournament, simply said, we're here to win this thing and move on to the College World Series in Omaha for the third time in 12 seasons, 2014, 2022, when they won it all, and this year. They did it the same way they won the regional in Lincoln the week before, with excellent pitching, solid defense, and opportunistic hitting. The Hurlers gave up 7 earned runs over the course of 2 pressure-packed games for a 3.5 earned run average, which is winning. 16 strikeouts, walking a little too many, walked 8, but that's okay. Those aren't sterling numbers, but against an offense like Auburn, they are winning numbers. The Rebs also only made 1 error in the 2 games. Offensively, the Rebs still had that old boogaboo of 22 strikeouts for the series, but when it came time to produce, they produced enough clutch hits to put up wins in advance. Udemark and Reuter homered in the opener, and Furness and Bassetta had round trippers in the clinching game. Braden Randall, who came alive in the regional and was having his first start in the outfield in the Super, had 2 big RBIs in Friday's 6-4 win, and Udemark added a 2-run double to go along with Furness and Bassetta homers to spark the 5-3 victory on Saturday. He got the scoring going. I wrote before the Super that if the Rebels played good ball, they'd go back to Nebraska, this time to Omaha. If they did not, they'd be head back to Oxford. They played good ball, and now they're headed to the CWS. The same holds true in Omaha. If they play good ball, they'll go a long way in what I would consider a favorable bracket with North Carolina, Friday's opponent, West Virginia, and Troy. The other side has the SEC juggernaut, Georgia, Texas, Alabama, and Oklahoma, an SEC reunion. Don't think for the instant the Rebs are scared or aren't very confident. They are capable of a run similar to 2022, and that was magic. The bad and the ugly, forget about it.
There's none. All right, Gary, what's your prediction on the other side of the bracket? Who do you got going?
I like the Tech. I think Texas pitches it better, yeah. So I like Texas coming out.
Did y'all
that
see
side.
That?
You like Ole Miss on the Ole Miss side?
The superstitious part of me refuses to answer that question.
Chuck,
yes.
Who do you have on the other side?
I kind of like Georgia.
You like Georgia?
But let me tell you something. Did y'all watch that Texas game last night?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they got a closer. He looks like he's 6'8", 280.
He looks like he's 40.
I don't know how big he is.
He looks like he's 40. My son actually played against him when he was 15 years old. And
he's a stud.
He was actually rated, going into his senior year, over Connor Griffin. He was the number one player. Connor was the number two.
Really?
And then they flipped spots. And I don't know how he ended up
I think
up
some of the
Texas.
The balls that Georgia hits are going to be caught out on the one track.
Too. That's why I've got Texas.
Not too. Daniel Jackson's.
That one was – there were some bombs, but I think that's – it's a different park to play in out there.
I think Troy goes 0-2, and I think Alabama goes 0-2. I think Alabama's way overrated. That's
all right.
How I see it.
That wraps it up.
But it's baseball, guys, and you
it
never
is.
Know.
It is. Hotty toddy.